you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Christy Lemire and Tim Cogshell. Up first is the drama The Father, starring Anthony Hopkins and Olivia Colman. Christy.
Anthony Hopkins and Olivia Colman are absolutely gripping as an ailing Londoner suffering from dementia and his daughter struggling to help him. There's a structure at play here where you don't know what's real and what's true, and it's constantly changing and it's gripping.
Tim.
Yeah. From his point of view and for the audiences, as it begins, it feels like a thriller. This old man who seems like everyone in his life, everyone is conspiring against him. And then it even starts to feel a little like a horror movie.
The film is The Father, directed by Florian Zeller, who co-wrote the screenplay, rated PG-13 at the Vineland Drive-In in Industry. Then it goes to wide release in mid-March and is available on demand, including Google Play, starting late March. The film Minari features a Korean-American family who moves to a small town and a small farm in Arkansas. Stephen Yeun stars Lee Isaac Chung, the writer-director. Tim.
Oh, this movie is just so beautiful. It gets this sort of Reagan era, Arkansas, Southern America, heartland feel just exactly right. It even sounds correct. It's about this family that moves there to start this farm, but it's really just this American assimilation story. And it's just beautifully done, mostly in Korean, but you'll just love it no matter what.
Christy.
Gorgeous performances, cinematography, the score. On paper, these all could have been like stereotypical types, but there's such depth and warmth to all of them. It's beautifully acted.
Minari's rated PG-13. It's at the Vineland Drive-In and also on demand platforms. The music documentary Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry, is directed by R.J. Cutler. Christy.
This is a really intimate, eye-opening look at teen music phenom Billie Eilish, LA's own Billie Eilish, and her artistry and collaboration with her brother, and what it's like to shoot to superstardom and sweep the Grammys when you're 17 years old. It's very long, but I really liked it.
Tim.
I love the sort of stability that we see in this young woman's life, her brother, her mother, her father, even her agents and whatnot. They're all on her team. Her music's a little dark for my taste, but you know, the kids seem to dig it.
Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry, is rated R. It's at the Arena Cine Lounge Drive-In Hollywood, the Vineland Drive-In in Industry, and it's on Apple TV+. We also want to remind you to check out the Film Week podcast. The full hour of Film Week isn't just available Friday and Saturday here on KPCC, but you can listen to the podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It's also available archived at kpcc.org each and every week. For our Film Week critics, Christy Lemire and Tim Cogshell, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.